Welcome to Marilyn Solutions with Reverend Marilyn, the speaker for the new millennium. Join Marilyn as she talks with guests offering a wide range of talents and information. And now, here's Marilyn.
Marilyn Solutions, I'm so glad you are joining me today. Our guest is Dr. Cherie Moore. She's back with us again. And she's had such wonderful things to share with us. We wanted her to be able to talk about her book this time. And she has left several copies, three copies of her book, The True Beauty from Within. All you have to do is call today, and we will have a book available for you. I'm sure you'll enjoy reading it. She will also answer any questions you might have on relationships today. And she is right here and going to be talking with us in just a moment. The phone numbers to call and get your copy of The True Beauty from Within are, the phone numbers are Pierce County, 253-584-1480. Pierce County, 253-584-1480. King County, 253-804-5765. Be sure and tell the people that are sponsoring this program before and during our breaks that you are hearing them on the air and that you're pleased they're there and willing to help you with your solutions in your situations when you're going for their help. And they're glad to hear from you. Now, I would like to introduce Dr. Cherie Moore. She has a doctorate in Christian psychology, a master's in Christian psychological counseling, and a bachelor of science degree in political science. She's been married 18 years to Reverend Keith Joseph Moore and is the mother of two teenage sons. Cherie Moore is a Christian, Black, American Indian woman who is culturally aware of the many diverse people that might need guidance in solving problems. She is multilingual and speaks three languages, and she is ethnic sensitive. Her counseling experience spans 7 years in a variety of settings, churches, clinics, schools, private practice, and a psychiatric hospital. She has worked with people carrying a variety of diagnoses, including schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, major depression, dementia, eating disorders, personality disorders, mood disorders, ADD, which we call attention deficit disorders, sexual, physical, and emotional abuse, PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress disorder, anger management, guilt, grief, self-image and self-esteem disorders, as well as those experiencing adjustment, relationship, or marital difficulties. Dr. Moore has designed, coordinated, and implemented programs addressing psychosocial rehabilitation, support groups, Christian marriage counseling and development, and positive teen intervention groups. She has also provided assessments in the following areas: neuropsychology, behavioral health, forensics, personality, cognitive, intellectual, ability and achievement, and learning assessments. She has special interests and expertise in the areas of adolescence, behavior disorders, sexual deviance disorders, pain management, and marriage therapy. She is available for lectures, and she has authored three books. And one of those books today is available to you. She has given me three copies, The True Beauty from Within, and we're just really here, glad she's here again with us today, and we can find out more about this wonderful book she wrote. Hello, Dr. Cherie.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, thank you. And how is it down in Texas?
It's getting hot.
We've had a few cooler days up here recently, but the nice warm weather sounds good to me. We were real interested in talking to you today about your all your expertise in relationships. And you, one of the things that you mentioned in the information I received was building spiritual muscles. I thought we might start off with, what did you mean by building spiritual muscles?
Well, in order for a Christian woman to understand who she is, she needs to be studied. In order to be studied, you need to open up that Bible every now and then and get matured in the Word. You know, milk is wonderful, and, you know, baby Christians are great, and they're on fire for the Lord, but when you really need some comfort and some guidance, the more mature women within the Lord, not the older women, the more mature women that's matured in the Word, And that's what I mean by spiritual muscles. You need to be studied. And in order to get studied, you need to study the Word and polish it with your heart.
Oh, that's interesting. We need to remember that. And you did talk about beauty and the beasts of modern womanhood. Could you tell us more about that? How is that relating with it?
Sure. Well, women today sometimes are so focused on doing the right thing in front of their friends, but very rarely do you see a woman stand up for her beliefs as far as the Lord is concerned. And the beast within us is that fleshly nature. We are so self-absorbed and so wanting to make sure that we get what we want. And sometimes it's not all about what we want. It's what is best for others. And sometimes we have to deny ourselves and get some toughness. And that toughness is that denying and to make sure that you help someone else and be a comfort to your sister in Christ.
Well, one of the things I've come across is sometimes people have said to me, but I don't feel like doing that. And I said, it's not because I don't feel like it. I need to do it.
That's right.
And sometimes our feelings get in the way.
Yeah. And, you know, as a psychologist, feelings is driven from the child within us. Mm-hmm. And once we start looking at, I feel like doing this and I feel like doing that, we're not an adult anymore. We're focusing on the child within us. Because a child will always go with the now and the need and I want. And the adult focuses on the goal, no matter what.
That's how I see spiritual muscles growing, is to take the right action. And do it. From doing that, it seems like I gain a little bit more maturity.
Yes.
Why are you considered a relationship expert?
Well, I've been married for 21 years this coming August.
Congratulations.
Thank you. My husband and I, we've known each other for such a long time. Actually, we met when we were in the crib.
Oh, really?
Yes. His mom and my mom knew each other, and they used to lay us down for a nap together.
Oh,
and
sweet.
We grew up together knowing each other, and then when we separated, because his parents moved to Queens, New York, and mine still lived in the Bronx, we didn't know each other for 12 years, and we found out that it takes being a friend in order to be a great loved one. Because that friend will stick closer to you than anyone, regardless of the good times or the bad times. That friend is how you will know the difference between a good marriage and a better marriage and the best marriage that God has ever prepared for your heart. And if you're able to understand the different steps in relationships, we're able to show you that. If you'd like to invite us up to Seattle, we'd love to come.
Oh, that would be terrific.
As we do marriage seminars all across the United States,
mm-hmm.
and in learning how to interact with young couples in love and people who are just finding out about what love is, because the love definition varies from person to person. And I've studied over 15 years on what actually motivates people to do certain things and then filtered that through to my own life experiences and was able to help several couples along the way.
Well, that's wonderful. One of the things I found that really improved my relationships has to do with love thy neighbor as thyself, and I had to learn to love myself so that
That's
I could
right.
have a loving friend. Now, I really came from a background where that wasn't a model for me, and I had to literally find places that helped me taught me healthy behaviors. And when I started coming from loving myself, and then it could start to flow to others. And
exactly.
I found that made all the difference in the world. Before, it was more like a superficial kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It wasn't real. And I didn't know for a long time that that's even what was going on, and that was a big problem. And I was just, it wasn't denial in my case. I was ignorant. I just did not come from a family where that was modeled.
And so many of us don't come from a loving household. What we think and perceive is love is because we've grown up with it and we're so used to it. And then when we get involved with a person that didn't grow up in the same relationship and household we were in, their definition of love and our definition of love is two different things. And usually it takes some getting used to each other and negotiation process to find out what love really means to them and what love really means to the other person.
That's very good suggestion, Dr. Cherie, because what love meant to me isn't necessarily what it does mean to the other person, because their experience is just different.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to say, oh, I have to come from their value and not necessarily how it would work in my life, but what do they want? And in taking a person out to the baseball game Sunday for Father's Day, a male friend of mine, and he was just tickled because that was his currency, so to speak. That's where his value was, and to him that was about the most loving thing that could happen. Now, that's not what I would have chose for in the past to give someone for Father's Day, but in this case, it was a big success.
And, you know, so oftentimes we look at, you know, the gifts that we give people is what we would like to receive, and that other person that's receiving our gift doesn't want it because they don't want our gift. It's not feeling the same thing to them that it would to us. And I always remember, I love going to the zoo as a child, and I still love going to the zoo as a 42-year-old woman. And for my birthday, I went to the zoo, and I had the best time. And then for our anniversary last year, we went to the circus. And my girlfriends would say, want to go to the circus instead of going out to eat and being lavished and elegant.
Somehow we keep losing you. Are you on a landline or are you on a cell phone?
I'm on a landline.
Good. Okay, we'll be back shortly. And if you want to find out guidelines for new relationships or the relationships you're even in, call Pierce County, 253-584-1480 for your copy of The True Beauty from Within, and King County, 253-804-5765. Stay tuned and see what Dr. Cherie suggests for those guidelines in the relationship that you have. We'll be back in just a few moments. Welcome back to Solutions with Marilyn. We're so glad you're here today, finding out more about relationships and the numbers to call if you choose to get your free copy of The True Beauty from Within is Pierce County, 253-584-1480. King County, 253-804-5765. That's toll free. I want everyone, to remember to call and visit the people that sponsor this show and let them know you heard their message. If you wish to reach me for counseling, classes, past life regression, or to talk to someone passed over, or have fun at your party, call 253-845-4907 or email me at Marilyn@angelicasgifts.com. Marilyn is M-A-R-I-L-Y-N. Angelica's Gifts is one word, angelicasgifts.com. And I also want to remind those people that have been listening, knowing that we are offering Dr. Rodney Romney's wonderful book, One Wilderness Spirituality. It's still available. We have only a few copies left. If you choose to support this program by purchasing a copy for $25, it's just a small price for his wonderful wisdom and his spiritual journey. And you can call me and get your copy and help continue to keep this program on the air. If you choose to make a contribution to this show, to help continue this show being available to you every Wednesday, you can call me at 253-845-4907. And with that opportunity to contribute, you can suggest a topic or guest that you would like to hear. So we're hopefully going to hear from you. Now we're going to go back to Dr. Cherie Moore, who we are hearing from today. She's been on our program several times now, and we just always enjoy having her here. And Dr. Cherie, we were talking about relationships. What are your guidelines if you're going to like be beginning a new relationship?
Well, let's see. First, you need to be open and honest with yourself, looking at what your values are, what your to determine what your values are, you need to realize what desire, ambition, and system that you have in place for noticing what your values are. And then the second thing is to realize that inner beauty is continuous. You must read the word daily to polish your fruit. And then third, seek wisdom. We recognize and understand that divine wisdom is the only thing that has true beauty. And then number four, be realistic about expectations and limitations. Be sure to set goals within your reach and always press toward the mark. And number five, be willing to step out on faith. Don't be afraid to try out new things, new ideas, and new methods, because even in failure, we learn important lessons. Pray, make a list of all the things that you're wanting to do, and then put those dreams aside. And make the list clear, be realistic, and specific. Divide projects into manageable parts to take time to handle what you can, and then move on to the next part. Do something. Procrastination is a killer. Just do something and feel good about doing it, whatever it is. And then consider the negative consequences of inaction. We will never realize God's potential for us if we don't begin to do something. Even if we don't succeed the first time, like I said before, we can learn from our mistakes. Then take advantage of the best time of day. Not all of us do well working in the morning and thinking in the morning. Some of us think really well in the wee hours of the morning or late at night. Figure out when your body is at functioning at top level. And then trust in a big God. God is without limits, and nothing is impossible for him. Be accountable. Find some other person whom you trust and who can trust you. Be optimistic. Your Heavenly Father knows who you are and what you're capable of. After all, he did create you. And number 15, believe in who you are and believe in what you're doing. Those are my guidelines.
Those are just wonderful. And one of the things that I needed to finally start, you know, and starting back from scratch in my situation, I started to realize that I needed to change those not only values in myself, but what was I looking for. And when I was dating in those dating years of college, I looked for tall, dark, and handsome. And I discovered that that really didn't suit me as well as honest, sincere, and trustworthy.
That's right.
So sometimes I have had to say, okay, now are my priorities in the right order? Is this truly what I want? Not just so many people, you know, there's this song. In fact, I'm going to go see South Pacific tomorrow night in Seattle. And in the song, Some Enchanted Evening, you look across the room and you know immediately that you're in love with this person. And I'm finding out that so often that is not necessarily love.
That's right. It's lust.
And so our songs don't always support reality and love either.
That's right. Most of the time, you know, we're looking through these rose-colored glasses as if we were in Walt Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
And Mickey Mouse is the ruler. You know?
Right.
And Mickey Mouse is, you know, great, you know, persona, but it's expensive to go to Walt Disney. And it's expensive to be in lust.
And it's also what I'm finding out, you know, that you were talking about rose-colored glasses, that fantasy actually turns out to get me in the back when I'm not looking. It's the being real and upfront and forward, straight out, honest and sincere. That's the kinds of communication I had to learn really got what I wanted. I didn't have very good communication skills, I found out.
I teach a class at UTA Arlington called Singles and Dating and More. And when we go through that class, I have my students make a list, an inventory list, of the things that you like in a person. And most of the time they pick out the physical, mm-hmm. the tall, dark, right. handsome, big, nice, cute eyes, and, nice hands, strong back, nice, cute butt.
That's the one that gets me.
Yeah. And then they forget that they don't like smokers. Mm-hmm. And they forget that they don't like people to lie to them.
Exactly.
And then they forget that they like certain things and they don't like other things. And those things weren't on their list. And they realize that they've been looking for Mr. Wrong all the time.
Well, so often I found out that I was looking for something familiar, but my family was so toxic, even though it was familiar, I discouraged myself from continuing that process and trying to find out something that was different because I did not want to recreate what I came from. Eventually, I started to get smart.
Very good.
And I really understand today that my first marriage was a recreation of my growing up. And today I have totally turned that around and discovered that you can have those things that you're talking about, but it took a lot of work on my part to be able to even attract someone else that truly was a more desirable mate and an honest, realistic relationship. And it took a lot of work for me to get to the point where I could not only identify someone else who had those traits also, but that I was actually living in them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really feel that is the wonderful thing that people can learn if they get the book, The True Beauty from Within, because it teaches you that in order for you to attract the people that you're trying to attract, it's not the outward appearance that matters. It's what's inside, how you think, how you feel about a situation or a circumstance. What you believe in your heart to be true. And when you get to know yourself and to realize who you belong to, it makes all the difference in the world. You can become so much more confident and glorious as the person that he created you to be, instead of, so oftentimes we want to get a facelift or a job done so that we can be tighter and firmer in certain areas. And
the latest, is a tummy tuck like Britney Spears.
Yeah. And, she's in trouble, too.
It doesn't do the answer, does it?
No, it doesn't. You can be so beautiful on the outside and just have a rotten personality and have no intelligence whatsoever. But, once you figure out what's important to you, then you're starting to find those things in yourself and attract other people that have the similar qualities that you're looking for.
What are the special challenges facing women today in relationships, Dr. Cherie?
Oh, women today are so wanting to be masculine. In the year 2000, you see women trying to be so much like a man in every aspect of their life. Women are supposed to be feminine. We're supposed to be nurturing. We're supposed to be wise. But yet, somehow or another, we got so in tune with the world and the worldly things of the world that we've taken our focus away from the things that matter the most. Our children are so screwed up today.
Well, women do need to be assertive, though.
Assertive, yes. Masculine, no.
And I hear you're saying there is a difference.
There's a big, huge difference.
Right. And I did find out being assertive was a really good trait that I needed to foster and nurture in myself so that I could be that more feminine person.
That's right. You know what you want and you know how to get it. You don't have to be rude and outlandish about it.
Exactly. Well, we want you to call in for your copy of The True Beauty from Within at Pierce County, 253-584-1480, and King County, 253-804-5765. Give us your questions, comments, and you can have your copy. It's sitting here waiting for you. Putting your name on it is what we want to do today. Stay tuned, and we'll find out more about how self-esteem affects our aspects and our behavior. So don't go away, and keep tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Solutions with Marilyn. We're having a great talk today about relationships with Dr. Cherie Moore. Her book is here and available for you. All you have to do is call Pierce County, 253-584-1480, or toll-free King County, 253-804-5765, and get your copy. She was gracious enough to let us have some, and you are welcome to them. I want to make sure people are aware that my webpage is changing, and I'm going to be able to talk with you on my webpage comments in a chat room or about articles or the show, and you will have a chance to communicate with me back and forth on my webpage. And it also will have a listing of the upcoming programs if you're wanting to know what program topics we'll be having in the coming days, the coming weeks. They'll be listed on my webpage, and you can also purchase the audio tapes, CDs, videos that I've made. Empowerment or domestic violence will be available on the also, and I'll be doing counseling and coaching on the internet off my webpage. So that's coming, and hopefully you will be able to click in and say, "Oh, I want to find out where she's teaching." And for your information, I will be teaching three classes for Pierce College this fall in September, and I will be teaching this September for Discover University's Discover U up in Seattle at Northgate. So you can click in and get more information on those particular places. If you are still interested in counseling classes or reaching me for help, 253-845-4907. And I just want to let you know that next week, Robert Smith, editor of Venture Inward Magazine, which is the magazine of the Edgar Cayce Foundation, will be on this program. He's going to be discussing his book, Misdiagnosed. It's about his wife's cancer and his problems with the medical community not working together, the traditional and the complementary medication aspects of people out there trying to help heal us when we do need lots of medical help. And he also edited an autobiography of Edgar Cayce, Edgar Cayce, My Life as a Seer. This is the only book that is in Edgar Cayce's own words. He did not write books. He is the most documented and written about psychic in the 20th century, but he did not write the books. Other people wrote about him. This is his only one, and we'll be eager to hear what Robert Smith has to say about that. And the following week, we're going to have Joy Gardner here from Hawaii. I talked with her on the phone yesterday, and she's going to be here in Seattle with her books on vibrational healing and how colors and crystals affect your chakras. And we'll be hearing from her right here in the studio that week. So don't forget to keep tuning in on Wednesdays and finding out more wonderful information that you might not get in any other program. We're going to go back with Dr. Cherie and find out... When did you realize self-esteem affects all aspects of a person's behavior, Dr. Cherie?
Well, let's see. I was a teenager, and I wanted to be on the cheerleading team, and I couldn't do a bat flip. And because I couldn't do a bat flip, I felt devastated. I know that it's something so little, but it was huge to me at the time. And then I started realizing that I thought people were looking at me as if I were less than because I couldn't do this backflip. And then I, you know, went to my doctor at the time, and she said, don't worry about it. You can do front flips really well. You can do side splits. You can do all of these other stuff. I couldn't do a backflip, she told me, because I'm blind in my left eye.
Oh.
And my equilibrium is thrown off.
Mm.
So I said, well, what can we do to fix this? And she said, pretty much nothing. So it was an obstacle I had to overcome because I had to learn how to do a backflip. I didn't do it well, but I did it well enough to make the team.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yay!
What an obstacle.
But when I realized that self-esteem and my behavior of not being able to do this backflip, it made me feel like I wasn't as good as the rest of the girls on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started noticing as I was growing up that my behavior was based on how other people felt about me. And I really didn't like that feeling. If I was around a group of people that just really didn't like me, I thought, for what I looked like or how I acted, then I tried to change just for them. And as I was trying to change just for them, I realized that that's not who I am. And there was a conflict. It's just like, you know, the war between the spirit and the flesh. We want to do what we want to do, and God knows better.
Mm-hmm.
We were opening up and starting to understand, learning this by watching ourselves. And then I studied. You were going to say?
Yeah, is this why you wrote The True Beauty from Within?
Partly, because I noticed that a lot of women that I was around, their behavior was affected by whomever they were around. And they weren't being the same person as they were at school, then at church, then at a recreational activity like bowling or even in cooking class. The same people were acting differently based on who they were around. And I saw and noticed that their self-esteem changed based on how they acted.
That's very fascinating, and I think we all, when we look at ourselves, can start to better see that as we grow a little older.
Yeah.
Well, how does The True Beauty from Within, your book, relate to relationships?
Well, it's a guideline to, like I said before, get people to realize that love is something that needs to be not explained, but accepted. It talks about in the book also how to glorify God in your body. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. And for young ladies that might be listening, you know, your body is a temple. Treat it like that. Don't let and put anything in it. And don't let everyone be a part of it. It should be special. And it also talks about, is success equal to beauty? When Mark chapter 8, verse 36 says, for what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? If you don't realize who you are, you'll be chasing after dreams and chasing after the wrong thing all your life. And if you do realize who you are and what you are in Christ, then you'll understand a whole lot better. Today's world brings temporary happiness, but happiness is superficial. I can be happy today because of something that someone said, and then the next second I can be sad. Joy is something that's continuous. And the book also teaches you that the joy doesn't go away. It's something that's a gift that has been given to us. And we can experience joy and sorrow in the same breath. And in relationships, we have to keep that perspective, because our loved one may say something that can hurt us one minute, but they didn't really mean it. Or maybe they did. Maybe it was for our benefit that they said something to bring that criticism to our attention. But we can still experience joy in the satisfaction of knowing that we're really good people. We're really secure in who we are, and we're loved by God. And really, that's all that matters, as long as we can love ourselves.
I think you're making a wonderful, wonderful point about how to reshape your life to come from being inner-directed instead of outer-directed.
Mm-hmm.
And when we love ourselves and can love from that strength inside of that higher power, that holy dimension inside the divinity that comes from our inheritance, and let that express itself outward, then we truly have that beauty you're talking about. And before, when I was doing the old way, like you've also talked about, letting other people direct what I did, or listening and paying attention to what they thought of me instead of just being true to myself, it has made a lot of difference in my life, and it really has reshaped my life. And that's what I hear your book is about. I've read it, actually. I read that, you know, this is really an inner transformation. That's how I see it. And it really does make a difference in what goes on in our relationships when that occurs.
Yeah.
What about relationships that hurt? I know you've talked about it to me on the other shows we've done together, but just for people that are listening today, what do you suggest that if people are in relationships that hurt?
Get out. Get safe.
Right.
Being in a relationship that hurts, you've got to see some red flags. And those red flags are constant yelling and bickering and screaming for no reason or all the time. Taking things away from you, making you feel insecure. There's a feeling that you get in the pit of your stomach that knows it's not right. And yet sometimes we push through and want to make it better. And that pit feeling in your stomach is trying to tell you, run in the other direction. Relationships that hurt will always hurt. They're not ever going to get better until everybody gets help. And that's so often too late. There's so many women that I counsel that come to me because they are battered and abused. And they're not even married to these people. These are boyfriends that are slapping them around. These are boyfriends that are raping them in the middle of the night, and they don't want to have any part of that. It's one thing when you're wanting to share who you are with your special significant other or spouse, but it's something entirely different if someone forces themselves on you, forces you to do things that you're just not wanting to do. Maybe you can be tired. You're not into that kind of thing. You know, in Galatians and in Song of Solomon, it talks about a love that's intoxicating. You know, that intoxicating love doesn't mean that they need to get you high before they make love to you.
Exactly.
That's kind of taken out of context.
Exactly. Oh, and, you know, we all deserve a better relationship than that. You have a
yes.
choice to stay or to leave. And in my case, I was just pretty ignorant about what was going on and how to get out of it. And it was by the grace of God that he left. That was an absolute miracle in my case. But it's not always the case. So if you have to take the steps, do take them. Stay tuned. Call in for your book, The Beauty, True Beauty from Within. Pierce County, 253-584-1480. King County, 253-804-5765. And we're going to find out her recipe for a heavenly marriage. So stay tuned and don't go away. Welcome back to Solutions with Marilyn. We're having a really informative talk today about relationships and how we can make our lives better and therefore improve our relationships with others around us and find that real satisfaction, that fulfillment that really truly is meant for us to have. And Dr. Cherie Moore has brought her books or sent her books to me, The True Beauty from Within, and they are available today, and you still have a chance to get your copy. Call Pierce County 253-584-1480, King County 253-804-5765. And if you've been too shy to call, I'm going to give you a break. I will have them available on my website. And you can reach me at Marilyn at AngelicusGifts.com if you choose to have one of these books that she has here. It's sitting right in front of me. They really, truly are available just for you. So you can reach me even if it's not on the air today and get your copy. Don't be shy about it. I think you'll enjoy the reading her book. And we want to ask Dr. Cherie about what her recipe is for a heavenly marriage.
It's really, really very, very simple and basic.
And that is?
Be open and honest in all of your conversations with your spouse.
Beautiful. That is extremely wise, and I love it because it's so simple.
But it's so hard to do.
I'm getting better at it, though. I have found I have to practice it and gain courage to do it.
Yes, and then be willing to back it up. It's like, yes, this is what I said, and this is what I meant.
And it's really not easy to do that sometimes. I had to make some comments recently about how I felt in a situation, and I thought, well, if this is going to destroy the situation from my comments, then I'll just have to depart, leave, take my steps, and go and just say that that's the way it was meant to be. And the funny part of it is, Dr. Cherie, is I explained my feelings about the situation. It didn't get worse. It got better.
Look at there.
I was just shocked about how the person was so receptive and listened. And I felt so much more relieved after having said it.
And you know that that's usually the case more often than not. If you sit your person down and you say, look, I'm going to get ready to tell you about some things that I am feeling, and tell them, I know that you probably don't feel this way too, but I want you to know how I feel. And just be very open with them. Communication on an open and honest level is what keeps friends friends. Because if you're with your friend, you can say anything you want to them.
Right.
And if you're with your mate, somehow or another, we have to pretend that we're still dating and wear these masks. These masks need to come off, and they don't ever need to be on while you're dating. Because the person that you're dating is usually not the person that you're marrying because of those rose-colored glasses again.
Right.
You know, being in love is the dangerous. It's a very dangerous place to be, because in love means that I feel so good about this person regardless about what they're doing. And they may be doing something that's wrong against life, wrong against themselves, or wrong against you. And so often, because we want to be in love, we'll accept it. And then we start to tolerate it. And then we start to say, oh, it'll get better eventually. But eventually, the only thing that does happen is that you fall out of love. And then what you're left with is the person that you didn't like to tolerate or accept to begin with.
Exactly. You know, I just better understand there's a difference. I think a lot of women look at romance like as if it is love.
Uh-huh.
And romance is wonderful, and that's the fun part, you know, of going together. But the love I'm finding out is more stable and grounded. And if I'm in love, I'm acting loving towards the other person. Mm-hmm. And it's my actions that make the difference. And it's not necessarily my misperceptions because a lot of those come from, oh, I want to have the rose-colored glasses and the fancy dinners and the movies and whatever. But if I am really being that person I want the other person to be, am I treating them in loving ways?
Exactly.
And it's the good old golden rule. Do unto others.
Do unto others.
As you would have them do unto you. And I'm finding out that that is a very rewarding way to live in a relationship.
It is. And being open and honest along the way only helps.
It all goes together to make it just the way that heavenly marriage we just talked about. Do you do marriage retreats?
Yes, often. As often as we can. In fact, we're planning to do one in Seattle coming up the end of January 2003.
Wonderful. Well, yeah. We'll want to know where and more of the particulars about that and so that people can find out, because you have so much to offer others. What kind of things can they expect to learn or experience in your retreats?
Usually what people learn is that it's okay to be yourself. It's okay to have fun. It's okay to laugh. And couples that don't have fun and laugh, we try to encourage them and teach them how to get back to the fun part of being married. Because being married is wonderful. For 21 years, I've been married. For longer than that, I've known him. I've known him all my life. And it's a wonderful feeling when I can wake up in the morning looking however I'm looking, and he will still roll over and say, "You look gorgeous." I'm like, "Thank you, baby." So do you. But it's just a feeling, and it's a connecting that we try to teach other couples how to have. And it's a process. Because not all couples have it initially. It's there, but they don't know how to uncover it. And during our marriage retreats, we always make sure that those things get uncovered.
I think what you're telling us, and from what I'm finding out, is it's learning to be vulnerable and make that heart connection.
Yes, it's easy.
But
it's hard at the same time.
Exactly. Exactly. It's something sometimes people are leery of because they've been hurt in the past.
Yeah.
And so
build with trust.
Yeah, not to let that hurt continue into where you are in this time and frame. You know, you're in a new situation, a new experience, and to give it a chance and have that trust again.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes Christian people get depressed. What do you have to say about that?
Well, I wrote a book about it.
Wonderful.
Christians do get depressed, too. Depression is an illness. It's not just a state of mind. When you wake up and you don't feel good and you feel sad and blue, short periods of time, that's the state of mind. I'm depressed. But if that depression lasts for a long time and you can't do anything about it by yourself, it's an illness, just like diabetes. You have to have some medicine and you have to get some treatment. And oftentimes Christians choose the method of therapy, because in therapy you learn how to work through the behavior to get to doing things again. And it's a very rewarding experience to know that the balm is the part that will just uplift you no matter what.
We're just really thrilled to talk with you today, Dr. Cherie. How can they talk with you directly?
Oh, call me toll-free at 1-888-63-CHERI or visit my website at simplycherie.com, C-H-E-R-I, or you can email me at REI37@AOL.com.
And remember that your copy of your book is on my webpage, and all they have to do is reach me at Marilyn at Angelica's Gifts, and I can also give them your numbers if they've missed them today. So we are so glad you were here today with us, Dr. Cherie. It's always a joy talking with you. We learned so much. It's been enlightening and informative. And thank you for taking your time to be here today with us.
And thank you so much, Marilyn, for having me.
We'll have a
such a great host.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And I appreciate your helping us out with this show. And if anybody is still wanting their copy of Wilderness Spirituality, it's available. And if you want to sponsor this show, please call me at 253-845-4907 and get your message out to the listeners of this radio program. See you next Wednesday, and have a great day. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Marilyn Solutions. Listen again next week for another informative show with guests from coast to coast. For a copy of today's program or a copy of her new book, Roses Have Thorns, and videotapes on empowerment and spiritual tools for healing domestic violence, write to KLAY in care of Marilyn Solutions, 10025 Lakewood Drive Southwest, Tacoma, Washington, 98499. Or visit her website at Marilyn@angelicasgifts.com.
Many people are looking for a new direction and a lift in spirit. Hello, I'm Reverend Marilyn, a counselor, teacher for over 30 years, and a spiritual advisor for addictions, codependency, domestic violence, past lives, and holistic healing. Join me every Wednesday at noon for Marilyn Solutions, a program sure to be of interest to everyone. We will talk with guests from coast to coast, offering a wide range of talents and information. That's Marilyn Solutions, Wednesdays at noon on your news and information station, KLAY 1180.